This is your reporter, Buffy. I used Mommy's phone today while she was in the shower and called Governor Walker. I thought up the idea of telling them I was Carl Rove, an old bald guy who throws his weight around, and had to put my hand over my mouth to keep from laughing. When someone in his office picked up the phone, I said, "Hey, it's me, Carl Rove. Get the governor on this phone right now, Missy." Then Governor Walker picked up the phone. I used a machine to tape the call, and here it is.
Hello, sir.
Mr. Walker, you tell me right now what you're doing there. Do you want to make the unions cry? Why don't you put some make-believe hippies into the mob of real hippies who are walking around that white building and give them a punch?
Carl, we discussed doing that. For now, we've decided not to let the goons loose on the hippies, because the press might give me hell about it. It's gotta be done without my fingerprints on it, and I'm trying to make the unions moan like a witch in heat. We're gonna squeeze their balls until there's nothing left in them.
Doggies like to chase balls. Do you have doggies? If you have some, you can walk them around the hippies and get the doggies all petted, and you can win the hearts and the minds of the hippies.
That's a good idea, Carl. I'll get some guys working on that.
Doggies. Maybe kitties, too. Make the kitties chase the hippies down the street.
I'll do that, Carl.
You know those mean men who went to Illinois so you couldn't find them and give them a wet willy? What games do you want to play with them?
Oh, you're going to like this, Carl. I'm going to pretend to talk to them in my office here, and while they're here, the Senate Majority Leader will announce that they are included in a quorum, and then we can, what did you say, make the unions cry. Ronald Reagan showed us the way to glory when he told the aircraft traffic controllers to take a hike and busted their union down the seams. I want to be known as the Ronald Reagan of the 21st century. Can you let me be known as that, Carl?
Ronald Reagan? Is he your best friend? You can dress up to be him, if that's the thing you want to play. I'll play, too. Oh, Mommy's getting out of the shower now, so I gotta hang up now.
Oh, geez. Thanks, Carl. That would be great. Just think, me and Ronald Reagan in the same breath. Well, I'll give my best to Mrs. Rove there. My chief of staff just told me I've got David Koch on the other line. I'll give him a shout-out for you, Carl.
Smell you later, Governor. Yes, I'm coming, Mom. So that was my phone call with our governor. He seemed to be really excited when I said he played and dressed up like his friend Ronald Reagan, and about the doggy's balls. When I told Mommy I talked with the governor, she didn't believe me until I played the tape. Then she said, "Oh my God," and pulled the drapes closed and locked the door. I will sneak out the back after I put this into our encyclopedia newspaper and go down to the big white building where the hippies are playing drums. Maybe I'll report more news from there, but only after I pet the doggies.
This has been on news, serving you misinformation since 2005.